Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
What's up, everybody? We're back here with another episode of Shenanigans. I have a good friend of mine sitting right next to me. You might recognize him from The Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise. There's been some controversy around this one. Mr. DeMario Jackson.
Hey, hey, hey.
What up? How are you?
I'm great. I just got over strep throat, so this is one of my first times out of the house in about a week or so.
Oh, wow. Well, lucky me.
I know. Lucky you. Hopefully I don't give you anything.
Should I scoot my chair a little further?
I hope not. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to finally be out the house.
Yeah, I know. I've been wanting to have you here for a while, so I'm glad it's finally working out.
Well, thank you.
Can't even tell. Your voice sounds amazing. So
I know, man. I was out of it. Like, last week was terrible. I woke up, my throat was like closing, and the first thing I do was text my mom, of course. Mom, what do I do? She's like, call your doctor.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do about this?
I
call my doctor, and he's like, well, I'm glad you called your mom first. She sent me a text. I was like, wow, I'm 31 years old and my mother is still scheduling my doctor appointment.
I'm 33 and my mom does the same for me. So literally I was at the doctor this morning and I'm like, mom, can you call make my appointment? Mom, can you call my prescription?
Yeah. moms are so great.
Yeah.
Like, legit.
Exactly. Like, and it's like, that's like their job.
It is.
Is to, you know,
forever
take care of you.
Forever.
So exactly. It doesn't matter how old you get.
Not at all.
Exactly. But no, I do the exact same thing, especially, well, maybe I shouldn't say this, but sometimes I'll just have my mom pretend to be me because our voices sound so similar. If I don't want to make a phone call, I'm like, you know my social, you know all my info.
Just, all the information.
I don't want to sit on hold for 20 minutes. Can you do it for me?
Please. Oh, yeah, I bribe my mom. I'll be like, hey, look, you know, I'll buy you those new Adidas shoes if you can do like, I give her like a list of
things. Oh, yeah. Oh, I do that too. I'm like, you want to go get a pedicure?
Yep.
Do you want to get a blowout? Like, I took her to Dry Bar this morning. Then I'm like, Ann, can you drive me everywhere today?
So thanks.
I can be on my phone.
Shout out to moms. Moms are the best.
Yes, they are. Shout out to all the moms out there. Thank you for taking care of us.
For everything.
So, since you haven't been here before, we like to start every episode with a game.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of heads up lately, so I'm trying to switch it up.
Okay.
And I thought you would be a fun person to play Never Have I Ever with.
Ooh. Sweating already.
Okay. Oh, so if you see the cup to your left, that is chilled Tito's. There's water on your right.
Definitely
that is your chaser.
Water. All right.
So every time, you know how the game works, right?
Yeah. what is it? Every time I
so
have,
if
I
you've done it, then you take a drink. You don't have to take like the shot. Just you got to take a sip.
Okay.
I'm assuming this will be done by the time we're done with the game. But also, you know what? It's happy hour, guys. So
it is.
Hey,
just started.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Always.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Never have I ever borrowed my roommate's underwear.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Already.
No.
That one, I already know you're going to drink for. I think every guy has bought condoms at one point in their life.
Yes.
Never have I ever had a threesome.
Man, this is going to be...
This game's going to be over real quick. Never have I ever had sex in a jacuzzi or hot tub.
I mean, oh man, this is tough. Mom, I hope you're not watching or listening.
If it makes you feel any better, the first one's the only one I wouldn't have drank so far. So you're okay.
I feel like it's different with women with underwear.
Yeah.
Guys are like, bro, give me those. I need them.
My sister, though, if I've like stayed at my mom's house and I'm like, I need a thong or something. So I guess that kind of counts.
Yeah,
so we're even. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna cheers you.
Cheers.
No one wants to drink alone, right?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, I feel like an alcoholic right now.
Whatever. Okay. Never have I ever stalked my ex-boyfriend or girlfriend on Facebook.
I can say ex-girlfriend. You know what? Funny story. I just reconnected with an ex of mine. And the first thing she told me was, I'm so upset that you never reached out. An email, a text, a drunk this. And I'm like, yo, once I'm done,
yeah,
I'm done.
Done.
Like, I honestly can say, like, I mean, that's just how I am as a person. And
yeah.
And it seems... like heartless, but it's not. It's like once you tell a person, like I never want you to contact me, or I never like once you start listing out all these things,
yeah,
I'm gonna honor that.
Yeah,
and I'm never gonna do that. So can I say I've never done that?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never done that.
Sames, I'm not with the social media stalking. Like when Rob and I broke up, and then we tried to stay friends, and then I honestly ended up deleting the Instagram app from my phone because I was like, I don't want to be petty and unfollow because we're still trying to stay friends, but also I'm like, I don't want to see your shit.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, eventually, long story short, I just cut the friendship off because it was too difficult. Anywho,
yeah.
Okay. Never have I ever broken up with someone because they were a bad kisser.
You know, that's actually true. This girl in high school, who I'm actually going to be going to her wedding in September.
Oh.
Which is like crazy thing. She was just terrible. She used too much mouth. Like she would like grab my entire face and it was always like this awkward of like tongue, teeth, like side of the mouth type of get up. And it just wasn't sexy. Like
yeah.
I feel like.
Have like a lot of lips.
Yeah. You know, like, you gotta like. For me, I feel like kissing is more like sensual than like sex at times. I feel like kissing is like very romantic. Like you're into it. And with her, it just was awful every
yeah.
single time. So I was like, maybe we should just be friends. But now I'm going to
yeah.
her wedding. So,
hey,
you know,
so someone likes the way she kisses.
Exactly.
All right. Ready for this one? Never have I ever had a sexual dream involving someone in this room.
I'll drink.
And our game's over, people.
No more. Actually, fun fact, like, so I've known Sheena forever, and, like, she was one of my crushes, like, years ago. Like, I think we met through Branville.
Yeah, like back in, like, 2007.
Like 7, 8,
yeah.
A long time ago. So it's just crazy how all of this has come, like, full circle. I even know, like, when we've been out a few times and people have been like, wait, how do you? I'm like, man, this is something, like, from way back, like Greek ABC family.
Yes, no, seriously, like we used to work on background on a lot of the same shows, and we have a mutual best friend, and it's just crazy. We go way back.
Way back.
Because I'm like, for this, like I have a lot of people from Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise. Obviously, it's like my favorite show.
Yeah.
So I do have a lot of people on from that, but I was like, but you actually, I don't know from the show.
Yeah, exactly.
I know from life.
That's crazy.
From life. So that is how we met.
Way back.
But yeah, then I didn't see you for so long. And then I ran into him at Sir one night.
Yeah, that was what was funny is I was with a girlfriend of mine and she's like a huge fan of you. I never put
Out to Kay from Betches.
Yeah, and I never put everything together, and you had came over and said hi, and she's like, "Are you serious?" And then it hit me. I'm like, "Oh, wow!" Like everything had just kind of, you know, came full circle with that.
And then then we went out, we got drinks, and we made out.
Yeah. That was a fun night. That actually was a really fun night.
It was fun.
Yeah, then we went to, what was that, the Melrose.
Melrose
Outpost.
Umbrella.
Yeah. That was a fun night. Then Branville snuck in his, you know, his booze.
Oh, my God. He, like, literally, our friend Brandon, Beeville, as we call him, he is just the stoner skater awesome person, but he literally rolls up to a bar with a 40
massive
in a paper bag and somehow got away with it and was able to drink
the whole night. We're all buying drinks and Brandon's over here with like this 40.
He's like, you guys are
bag.
Stupid.
I know, they're just like crushing it.
Yep.
That was a good night.
Mm-hmm. Good times. So when did you move to LA?
I moved to LA in 2005 to attend the Fashion Institute.
Mm-hmm.
So I played basketball at Fresno for a year, got hurt, went through that whole I'm depressed, I can never play basketball again in my life phase. So I fell back on my love for fashion. So I've always been like into fashion, more so like the marketing, like the business, like, you know, aspect of fashion. So went to the Fashion Institute. I was one of only four straight guys on the entire campus.
When I went.
Like, it was
four out of how many hundred or thousand?
I mean, it was like a couple thousand students.
Wow.
Like, I would have desperate housewife Sunday nights with all these girls.
That's so fun, though.
And it would, and like for me now, I'm going to like a lot of weddings and I'm meeting a lot of like husbands and like fiancés, and these men are like, bro, you're the most intimidating fashion guy ever. Like, you're 6'4", 200 pounds. And my wife's like, we love DeMario. And then I meet you and I'm like, whoa, this dude wasn't just studying fashion here. Like, you know, but it's true. I had like so many girlfriends there and like just so many friends. And, you know, I mean, it taught me a lot about like patience and it taught me a lot about women.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I'm a terrible dater, like I give out the best dating advice because of them.
But you don't take it.
I don't know, man.
You know, some people are just better off single for a while.
It's true.
I'm really enjoying being single.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm definitely more myself than I have been in a really long time. Moving to Vegas was such a great experience. I'm bummed you didn't get to come see my show.
No. Yeah.
But, being single is not a bad thing.
Single's fun. I feel like that, like, for me, especially, like, with, like, the last year and just getting to, like, to know yourself, like, I feel like a lot of people, they jump into relationships because they don't really love themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of need that person, like, to kind of push them or to kind of guide them. And, like, now I'm 100% confident with who I am. Like, I love myself, like, more than anything, like, a lot. Like, I'm very confident. And it's because I've been in the dark by myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've been through a lot of things by myself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, shout out to being single and, like, not settling, you know?
For sure. I mean, I kind of feel the same way. Like, I was single after college. I graduated college when I was 20, and then I was single until my ex-husband, Shay, we started dating when I was, like, 26. So I had, like, those 5-6 years of being single. Mm-hmm. And then we started dating, and I'm like, well, when you're in your late 20s and you're dating, like, you're supposed to get married, right? Like, that's the next step. Mm-hmm. Obviously, why the hell are we still together?
Yeah.
So we did. Obviously, that didn't work out. And then everyone said, you know, how quick I moved on with Rob, but it was like, I think now in hindsight, like, him and I haven't been together for almost 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And to the world, they just saw us together 2 weeks ago on Vanderpump Rules.
Correct.
But it's like, we broke up in August.
Yeah,
we haven't been together for almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a lot of time that I've just kind of rediscovered who I am and all of that. But I kind of felt like jumping into that so quickly helped me get over one relationship at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then when him and I broke up, it was like I was dealing with both of the breakups at the same time.
Yeah.
And kind of still am. So I'm like, I need to stay single for a while because my heart's a little effed up.
Plus single, like, when you know who you are is fun. I remember being single and I really didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
And I would, like, hang out with a girl and I would have, like, an incredible night, dinner, and, like, we would talk about all these cool romantic things. And I would be with friends who are in relationships. So I would be like, oh, my God, I want this. So I would kind of, like, I was the king of leading on girls. I, like, take full responsibility and blame in that.
Ladies,
I didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
Because I would be like, Sheena, like, you're beautiful. Like, we're going out to eat. We're going out to. But then that's when we were with my friends who were in relationships.
Yeah.
And then I'll be with my single bros and then I won't text you for like a week.
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm broing out. And I really didn't realize what I was doing until somebody did that to my kid sister.
Ooh.
And then I'm like, oh no.
You're like, that's the shit I do.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, like nothing's more humbling than like father time. Like now I have two kid sisters who are like, you know, one's 24 and mm-hmm. one just turned 18. So it's different now because, you know, like those quotes, like, would you want to see your, like your daughter or somebody like who you love date a guy like you? And for years it was no. Like,
yeah.
Hell no. If my sister
right?
brought
like,
home
stay
of me.
Stay away from guys like me.
I would be like, what? But finally, I can honestly say it. As like 31, I'll be 32 in November, that I'm finally starting to become the man who I would allow my sisters to date.
Yeah.
Like finally, like, and I still have a lot of room, but
yeah.
Every day I wake up, I'm kind of like, wow, I'm not as fuckboyish as I was yesterday. Like I'm actually starting to become like, you know, like a better just all around,
yeah.
more upfront. And I think a lot of that has to do with me no longer being insecure about things that I was, you know, insecure about for,
totally.
Like, you know, for years.
Yeah. So.
Shout out to that. Shout out to being single and maturing and growing.
Definitely.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's been fun. Vegas was a good transition for me, just like in getting over, well, at least trying to get over Rob and then move on to being single. Like mm-hmm. being there, so much to do. So many like Chippendales and Magic Mike shows to go to. Yeah. So, I mean.
Plus it's good for you because this is for you to where like LA is. With like you and Shay and like you and Rob yeah. and Vanderpump. So like you finally were away from like the bubble.
Yeah, I needed that break just to kind of like grow on my own. And I mean, I've lived by myself for a long time now, but just to live somewhere else. I've never done that. I've never taken that step or risk. And it was such an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. Like I would have so regretted it if I didn't do it. So yeah.
And that's good. That's good. Like, you know, it's kind of like college for like your high school breakups.
Yeah,
you kind of go off to college
totally.
And you kind of get a feel for everything.
Yeah, it was a really long break. And I mean, now I'm back at Sir 2-3 times a week. Mm. And when I'm there, I'm like, oh, I missed you guys.
Yeah.
Like, because it was just like I was so separated for so long. And then I don't know if I told you, I moved to the West Side.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, like when
West
I texted you, I was in Vegas.
Now,
yeah, Marina now.
Yes.
That's dope.
Yeah, so now it's like I'm still separated, but I'm here. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I can still be involved in things, but I have that little escape. And, like, you have to come see my place.
Correct.
Dude, it is so nice. It's like I feel like I'm on vacation when I'm at home.
Oh, man.
I wake up and stare at boats every day.
Oh, my God. I'm
being
definitely
on a boat
by.
And tacos are my two favorite things in the world. So
let's do that. I'm
there's
down
the
for
Wahoos
that.
And there's boats. I'm like, done, sold, sign
I'm
me
here.
Up.
Yeah, sign, sealed, delivered. I'll be
yeah,
yours.
Exactly. Speaking of things that could be delivered, do you know what Brandless is?
No, I do not.
Okay. So, don't you think it would be great if, like, all natural, non-GMO products only cost $3?
Actually, it would be great.
It would be, right? Well, Brandless is a new kind of company. It's a community that puts people first, believes everyone deserves better, and better shouldn't cost more. So, Brandless makes hundreds of better-for-you everyday essentials, including organic products, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, cruelty-free, clean beauty and personal care, non-toxic cleaners, and home goods. They kind of do it all. Mm-hmm. They cut out the middleman and ship directly, saving an average of 40% on cost markups against national brand retailers. Brandless is the healthy online grocery store where everything costs just $3. I mean, it's crazy to pay for fancy labels and middleman markups. So Brandless.com lets you buy high-quality, better-for-you products for just $3 each. Everything from food and snacks, cleaning supplies, healthcare needs, office supplies, and more. So you and your family, your friends, do you have roommates?
You just sold me that.
You know?
Like
100%. Exactly. All natural, non-GMO meals that cost less than fast food.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
So again, everything, and I mean everything, you guys, costs just $3. So you got to check it out at brandless.com. All of it, everything, better for you and better for the planet. Office supplies are FSC certified and all cleaning products are EPA certified, safer choices. Plus, Brandless donates a meal with every purchase through their partnership with Feeding America. So start building your Brandless box today and get free shipping on your first order at brandless.com. Better everything for everyone, all $3. Brandless.com.
Shout out to Brandless. That's
right?
Really good, especially like with feeding the homeless.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I love that they do that.
You know what sucks is I know when I worked in like the service industry is that I remember all the food would go to waste
mm-hmm.
at like the end of the night.
I hate that.
Yeah, like
I still like.
Yeah, like our chefs would be like, yo, like it's like literally like against the law to mm-hmm. because if somebody gets sick, they can
right.
sue. I'm like, that's a weird world to live
yeah.
in. Could you imagine that? Like, oh, I mean, it breaks my heart because I remember throwing away like pounds of how this fire Mexican food that
mm-hmm.
I just couldn't take home.
Yeah.
And there's people outside who need it. So
mm-hmm.
that's actually really good. Like, you know what they do that.
Yeah. Anytime if I have leftovers, even if it's my favorite meal and I'm so excited to eat it later, if I see someone homeless, I always offer it to them. Because I'm like, I already enjoyed part of it. Like, I'm not dirty. You can eat after this thing.
Not this one homeless guy.
I've had some. Wait, you go first.
I had a homeless guy in downtown LA. I shit you not. This guy, my girlfriend gives him. We leave California Pizza Kitchen. And she has like, I don't know, pepperoni, bacon, whatever. And he like literally opens it up. I'm vegan. To this day, the reaction was just, oh my God. She's like, hey, sir. He's like, hey, honey, thank you so much. And he grabs it and he, hey, I'm vegan.
Bullshit, I don't want this.
And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I just didn't know how to react to that. Yeah. I was like, wow, that was nuts.
No, I've had that happen to me twice. Once, driving down Alvarado Street, I had a fresh pizza, like we had ordered two. It was still hot. I wasn't going to eat it. Didn't want to leave it in my fridge. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the Alvarado route. I always see homeless people. So the first guy I see is this like old man and he's digging through the trash. And so I pull over and I'm like, excuse me, sir. I was like, I have a pizza. I was like, it's still warm. Would you like it? And he like comes over to the car and he's like, I don't eat that crap. I'm a health food nut. And I'm like, you're digging in a trash can. Like, wait, what? And I was just like, okay, I'm sorry. And he was so mean to me. Yep. So then I pull back out on Alvarado and there's a guy standing in the middle of like on the island thing. Mm-hmm. And I offered it to him and it made his day. Yeah, like he was so happy. Mm-hmm. So it's like that, those times, I mean, even I don't care if it's a 20, whatever I have on me.
Yeah.
I'm just always like, you need it more than I do. Like, please. Oh, yeah. Like, I love helping people. It's my thing.
Yeah,
so.
My favorite guy, Jack, on my bridge, when I used to live at 1010 Wilshire, this guy was like the coolest guy. He had like his little boombox. It was him and his girl. And then what was funny is one day I'm walking into the bank and Jack's walking into the bank to make like a deposit. And I'm like, Jack?
What?
And he looks at me, I look at him, and I'm like, yo, like, man, you must be hustling out
he's
there.
He's like,
on those
I accept
quarters.
Venmo now.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, Jack is fancy.
He has
fancy.
The square.
He's like, yo, man, I accept credit card, you know, whatever you have. I was like, wow, shout out to Jack.
Yeah,
like, Jack's
right?
doing it big out here.
Oh, my God. The last time I tried to give something to someone, it was like a couple months ago. I was driving back from Claim Jumper, and it was like a $30 salad, like a good salad. And I just wasn't that hungry. Had it left over. See someone again. I pull over. I hand it to her. And I'm, like, reaching over my passenger seat because I'm in the driver's seat and she's on the sidewalk. And she opens it, looks at it, throws it at my car, starts yelling at me. I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. So I, like,
oh
take
God.
Off. And I was just like – but then it's, like, I feel so bad because it's, like, you don't know if they have, you know, mental issues with their family,
definitely.
Everything they've been through. So it's, like, I never take it personal, but I'm, like, I'm just trying to help. But I'm so sorry because then I felt bad. I'm, like, I didn't mean to upset you. I was just trying to help. But
you never know. Like, a lot of people have, like, the pride as well. I met this really nice
guy.
And he was, you know, I mean, like, you know, he was like, just explaining to me about the trials and tribulations and setbacks. And it literally, like, it humbled me because I had this guy who was, like, down on his luck, refused to accept a water bottle from me, had no money. He had, like, no sense of, like, anything. But, like, he was so, like just woke as far as he's like, you know what, like things happen for a reason right now, like, you know, I got a job interview next week, and from the job interview, and he had more of a plan than most of my friends who you know, are living life, quote
totally.
unquote. I'm like walking away from that just like, wow, that was like a really really great moment. You know, sometimes something will happen to you and you don't know like why, and then all of a sudden like it's like a learning moment for the both of you.
Oh, definitely.
When you're sitting there, you're like, wow, like she just taught me a lot and I just taught her a lot, and you kind of both go your separate ways.
I feel like I've had a lot of those little moments in the last, like, 10 months. Like, a lot of things have just been very eye-opening. And now, I mean, I don't want to say I'm dating, but whatever, hanging, whatever you want to call it. But it's, like, there have just been so many little things, like, with this guy who I got dinner with, who, like, things that, like, he would do that I'm like, and we're not even, like, dating. You're not my boyfriend. But so many things that I realized my ex-boyfriend didn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, now I just, my standards are so much higher. Mm-hmm. But I also have a new appreciation for different things. And I'm just like,
The universe works in mysterious ways.
It really does.
Like, I remember I was going through, like, a lot of crazy stuff. And, like Eric, or like just like a random homie will like send me like a Bible verse that would just be like, oh man, I like to the point to where you're like, are you here, bro?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like, you know, when, or like my mother randomly will, I mean, mother's intuition is so high.
Oh,
like
I know.
Would like, I bombed an audition a few weeks back. And what's funny is I went into the audition and the director was a girl who I ghosted about a year
no.
or so ago. I walk in like, I see her, and she's like, to Mario. And I'm like, hey. So I'm like, ah. Oh. And have you seen the stuttering YouTube video of the little white guy who's trying to talk? And he's like,
No, but I can just imagine. And he's just stuttering.
And I know my lines. It's very, very small lines. And I go in there, and I just stutter, and I fumble, and I pause, stop, excuse me, give me one sec. It just was the funniest, most like,
oh my God,
humbling experience. So then we leave. We kind of laughed about me ghosting her. She was like, yeah, like blah, blah, blah. And then my mom gives me like a FaceTime, like literally seconds later. She's like, I just want to say I love you and I'm proud of you. And I'm like, oh, thank you, Mom. I just bobbed this like audition right here. But thank you so much. But
so I take it you didn't get the job?
I did not. I got a call back, actually.
Oh, that's
good.
I got a call back.
She actually was like, look, you know, you were terrible, but like we see the potential in this. So, and then like, you know, she called me back. But what was good is I got to like right my wrongs with her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I explained to her, like, I was like, hey, I was going through a lot of like mental messed up crazy stuff last year. And like, it's not your fault. It was 100% me. I just didn't know how to get out the situation. And she's like, no, like, you know, thank you for that. Like, she's like, literally, I get a good laugh like about like last week. And so, I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
We both kind of helped each other out.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
No more ghosting, guys.
Yeah. You kind of ghosted me back in January.
No.
We can talk about that later. It's okay.
Oh,
anyway,
man. Shots fired.
So I know you played basketball.
Correct.
Did you play any other sports growing up?
Track and field, some volleyball as well, and baseball.
Okay.
Yeah. Baseball is like my... So I have like a soft spot because I grew up, like my grandparents really big on baseball, but basketball is like where I excelled at. So it's kind of like my, you know, like my two loves.
Right.
Like whenever I watch baseball games, I always get like sentimental, I always like get like teary eyed because it reminds me of my grandmother and my grandpa and they both passed away. So like legit, like you'll just randomly catch me at like some random bar, like in the back, like literally with tears in my eyes watching a game. And like, you know, I had this server one time, I was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm just thinking about my grandparents. You know, it's a very, you know, it's like a very soft thing. But yeah, like baseball and like basketball. Those
we were talking about World Series last year. If it was the Yankees, we were going to go together.
That broke my heart. Because I've been wanting that. I moved to LA in 05. That's been like my one dream is to get.
It was so close.
I know, right there.
And then the Dodgers didn't even win.
I know. That hurt.
That was such a disappointment.
That hurt.
But I went to game one of playoffs and the World Series, and they won both of those games. Yeah. So
I remember when you went.
Those were fun.
Yeah, those super fun. Like, baseball games are so, like, I mean, baseball games just reminds me of, like, just growing up.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you either love it because you grew up with it or, like, you don't. But baseball is just so much fun. It's all about, like, the family. It's all about, like, the friends.
Yeah.
Like, just a good time. Like, the tailgating is always so much fun. I love it so much.
Now, I'm guessing because you're from the Bay Area, you're going for the Warriors.
I am
or
not.
Or are you LeBron?
I'm a massive LeBron, like massive.
I was wanting to ask you about that.
I mean, here's the deal. Like the Warriors teams are going to like win easily. Like they have like one of the greatest like teams like ever. It's LeBron. It's literally like a one-man show.
Right.
Like, I think the odds are like, what's it, 2,000 or something? Like it's like crazy. And I mean, this Warriors team is just so good. And we're watching just, it's literally LeBron, me, you, and like
that's what we were saying the other day. Like, oh my God, Adam and I were saying that exact same thing. He's like, it's if it was me, you, LeBron, and like two other randoms on the team.
I mean, like Kyle Korver is like 37 years old. You know, you have Jeff Green who like had heart surgery. Like, I mean, like,
it just
doesn't compare. You have Steph Curry, who's the greatest shooter of all time. You have Kevin Durant, who's arguably second best player in the league.
He is so tall. My God.
7 feet tall. You got Klay Thompson and Draymond.
Yeah.
You have four of the best 20 players in the entire league on one team, and then you just have LeBron.
LeBron.
And that's,
he's kind of the GOAT. So.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm like,
he is so nice. Have you ever met him?
Yes. He's the nicest human.
So nice.
I mean, he spent $41 million to advance the education of, like, a lot of people in, like, Ohio.
So amazing.
I mean, he does, like, a lot of great things.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in the limelight. He was crowned king at 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been with the same woman since he was 14. Three kids. No infidelity. No. Those are the guys that you look up to.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he's literally been a model citizen.
Absolutely.
Like, not even a jaywalking ticket. Like, unlike Kobe and, like, Michael and a lot of stars from previous eras, he speaks out on injustices and he speaks out on things. Like, he uses his voice. Like, for years, you know, we watched like Michael Jordan not say anything, like literally. Like, Chicago's been a war zone since forever. Michael's like a god in Chicago.
Yeah.
He's never once spoken up. Like, Kobe, same thing. And now you see like the LeBrons, you see like a lot of players that are kind of speaking up, and it just, I mean, like, you know, it just shows that things are changing.
Definitely.
Like, you know, like a lot with a lot of the craziness that goes on in this world that we live in.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we should watch one of the games together.
I'm down. Let's do that.
I've been following it. I usually, with basketball, I usually wait till the end and then I get into it.
Yes.
Because there's just so many games. Same with baseball. There's so many games.
162.
Football, that's like every Sunday. Week. That's my shit.
Yes.
Oh my God. I just got my season tickets for the new 2020 stadium for the Chargers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So dope. Like, I went and got the virtual tour of how everything's going to look. It's going to be the biggest stadium in the world.
Oh, wow.
I got second row 50-yard line.
What?
Not cheap, but.
Oh, I bet they are.
I was like, how much do I have to put down today? I was like, just put it on the Amex. I'll find a way to write this off somehow.
Cool. I'll be your plus one for
yes,
one of the games.
Damn. Definitely. I know. I already have people signing up.
For
I was
real?
Like, it's for 2020. It's not for this season.
I don't care. I've signed up.
But,
give me one of those games.
I mean, I've been a big football fan. I love sports. I'm a girl who loves sports. Like, if it was.
You are like the bro. You're like, you know, you're like the hot bro.
Thanks.
You literally are. Like, every single time we hang out, it's not like. It's like, yeah, you're like drop dead gorgeous, but like, you're also like the homie and a friend. No, that's like what a lot of. Like, what I've noticed is, like, you know, like, a lot of women like yourself are very hard because, like, guys get intimidated by that.
I've noticed that a lot. Like, when I first started, do we call it dating? Because it's like, okay, if I'm hanging out with this guy and then this guy takes me to dinner, I'm like, I'm not dating them.
No,
I'm just I'm hanging.
Yeah, you're hanging. You're seeing people.
You know?
You're weighing your options
right
now. You know, you're like I'm like, put it this way. You're like a top college recruit. visiting schools, seeing who can, like, you know, wow you the most to see if you want to commit to somebody.
You know who can hit that home run.
Exactly.
But, okay, enough about me. So, you bombed an audition recently.
Bombed.
What was it for?
It was for, like, some role for Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yeah. Was it Marnie?
I'm not sure.
The casting director?
I don't know. No, I don't know. It was literally a girl who I ghosted.
Oh.
Like straight up.
Oh, no, wait, the casting director?
No, she was like lady that was doing like the video or whatever.
Gotcha.
I was doing like
no, because the casting director for Days, I've read for her so many times. She's very intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
She's made me cry. The only time I've ever cried after an audition, she was like, I expected better from you and I'm disappointed. I was like,
wow.
No.
Well, you know what sucks is that a lot of those auditions and stuff, like you really never know what you mess up on.
Mm-hmm.
So you can never really correct yourself and you can never really, like, know what you messed up on. Like, you know, I've had some to where I go in there and I think I, like, murder it. And
right.
then I'm like, I at least want some type of feedback. I wish there was, like, some way for, like, me, like, you know, for them to be like, oh, look, you know what? You said X, Y, Z instead of this. Or, like, your posture, your body language was negative.
And some do, but most don't.
Man, it just kind of sucks.
Yeah, they're like, thank you. Don't come again.
Auditions are always fun. And it's always, like, super, super humbling because, you know, like, that, like, you know, you leave, you're like, oh, man, I just did that.
I know.
And then you don't get that call back. And then the one where you're not sure of, where you didn't get a haircut, you didn't really care about.
That's the one you'll,
like,
book.
You're like, wow, I booked that?
Uh-huh.
Like, what? Okay. So now I've just kind of had, like, that super chill, like, Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa vibe about, like, I go in there, I do work, and then.
If it's meant to be, you'll book it. Yeah. And if not, someone else is better for the job, and you'll get the next one.
Exactly.
If you booked that one, it could have been a conflict for the next one.
Exactly.
You know?
There we go.
Preach.
Amen.
Yeah.
Preach to that.
So are you auditioning for commercials right now? Or are you just doing TV? What?
I'm doing, like, a lot of, like, sports commercials. I'm just trying to. I mean, this is all, like, fairly, like, new to me.
Yeah.
It's kind of something that just, like, fell into my lap, and it's fun.
Since I've known you, you've kind of always been in that world.
But I was more like the opposite side, like more
like
producing, like the directing side. So it's been fun to be on, like, the opposite end and like booking commercials and, like, just kind of being on set around people who are kind of like you and just being able to talk. Like, the main thing for me is just trying to, like, expand my network and try to, like, just, you know, like, I want to get into producing, like, skits and, like little films
fun.
And whatnot.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Like, that's where it's at now. Like, I mean, these YouTubers and everything,
man,
the vloggers.
It's nuts.
That's where it's at.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Like a YouTube channel is crazy.
Oh,
like,
I know.
I met this girl when I was in Miami 2 weeks ago, and she's, like, one of the most successful, like, YouTubers. She has, like 100 million. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And she just does makeup. Like, she's literally, like.
Wait, which one?
Her name was, like, Marie something. She's, like, this little short little petite little cute little Mexican girl. We were just talking and she's like, oh yeah, like, you know, I'm in the YouTube space and blah 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 blah. And then people were, like, freaking out and taking pictures of her when we were out, and I'm like, who is this?
Yeah.
I was like, yo. And I look and I'm like, so what do you do on there? I'm thinking she's, like, an actress or something. And she's like, oh, I just do makeup. And I was like, no, like, what do you do on YouTube?
Yeah.
Makeup. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
Like, you do makeup.
Like, do you do Kim Kardashian's like, what makeup?
Do you do? But that's like a huge space. And that's what's crazy about like all this like social media and all this kind of stuff is that you can be like, you can own your space and just be known within your space and, and kill it. Like, it's like, you know, like reality. Like, you know, we're here, but there's people who don't know who we are in this world. But there's a lot of people who do know. But it's like, if you don't watch reality, I don't know who you are.
Right.
But yet, if I don't do makeup, so obviously didn't know who she was. So it just was like for the craziest thing. And I'm watching her. I'm like, I'm watching her videos and all these people, all these comments and like, I'm like, wow, that's that's incredible. Like,
speaking of reality, I'm going to get into some questions I have
for
The Bachelorette and stuff. Ring, ring.
No, this song just literally came on.
Okay, is it a song I'm supposed to hear?
No.
You know what?
I don't know how this literally just... My phone just... Look at it.
There we go.
I have no idea. Well.
Okay.
Back
on
to
that
reality.
Note, I'm gonna fill you in on something else here.
Okay.
And then we're going to get into some questions.
All right.
So, Beachbody On Demand is an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7. Now, this is the company behind P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazil Butt Lift, Pio, Hip Hop Abs, 3-Week Yoga Retreat, and more. You guys can get motivated by celebrity super trainers you know like Sean T, Shailene Johnson, Tony Horton, and Autumn Calabrese. Hundreds of effective workouts for all fitness levels ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio to yoga and my fave, even dance workouts. Find the time to work out on your own schedule with workouts as short as 10 minutes that don't require extra equipment. You can access your workouts anywhere, view them on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. And if you weren't aware by now, my producer Will, as we've talked about before.
Lots of times.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is a Beachbody success story, you guys. And he's looking pretty good. You can't see him, but I can. Sorry, I know you're in a relationship. Anyway, right now, my listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text Sheena to 303030. You will get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, nutrition information, and support totally free. So again, just text Sheena to 303030. Let's get it together and get those summer bodies, people.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Should check it out.
I definitely will do that.
Yeah. So I got a text this morning from a mutual friend of ours, Mikey Perez.
Who, yes.
Was the face of Chippendales.
Oh, boy.
No longer there. Aww. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
No. We hung out this weekend when we were in Vegas. Mm-hmm. We went to the Palms. They literally put $620 million into it.
I was there 2 weeks ago for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I was supposed to go to that one too, but I was like, we were in Hawaii. Yep. Robbie and I and friends were in Hawaii. So I went Memorial weekend instead and invited him. He came out. We did the Palms Apex, which used to be Ghost Bar. Mm-hmm. And then Rehab, Pool Party, Little Dicky performed. We saw Blink-182 and Rick Ross all on Sunday.
I'm so sad I missed
it
Blink.
It was pretty lit.
Oh, my God. Blink is like, that's
oh, my God. It was so good. But they have a residency there. So they'll be there for a few months. So you can go.
High school, straight up.
Anyway, Mikey said to tell you what's up.
Yeah, I love Mikey. I grew up with that guy.
Yeah.
Small
It's so
world.
Crazy. So here I am in Vegas at the Chippendales show, per usual. And like the hottest guy in the show, I was like, ooh, I'm going to talk to him after. And we got drinks. Then we ended up hanging out quite a few times. And he followed me on Instagram. And he's like, how do you know DeMario? And I was like, well, what? I was like, so random. And he was like, we grew up together. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Such a small world.
Mikey used to be this like
small little
white guy. Like the smallest little white guy that you've ever seen.
Oh my God, he's not small anymore.
Massive.
Yeah.
Like, I remember
he's
like
a big guy. He makes other guys, like other friends of mine, look so tiny.
Like and I remember like growing up with him. He was like one of like my best friends growing up. Small little white guy. And then all of a sudden he started to grow.
Yeah.
And then he was just like a monster. I'm like, wow, like body goals 100%.
Yeah,
like,
he walked into rehab with his shirt off, and I was like, and every girl's like,
for real. That guy's like,
tattoos and everything.
Yeah, body goals 100%.
Yeah, yeah, he's fun. So I don't know if you saw the jacket that I was wearing when you walked in. But it was one that I got when we were at Disneyland.
Oh,
Guardians
Disney.
Of the Galaxy.
Oh, I remember that. I remember you got your sister one too, right?
Yeah, we need to do another Disney day.
Yes, we do. Disney's like now, my favorite place.
My question is, do we do another Disney day on edibles?
That was, you know what? I was talking to my buddy. I did a podcast with Jax and I. And I guess I never hit the weed pen correctly, right? Because every time I've hit the weed pen, I've never felt high.
Yeah.
That day, I was...
Edibles are a different high.
It was like the weed pen. It was those little gummies. Those little gummies.
Yeah, like little sour...
The sour
no, it was
packs.
The sour straws.
Yes,
like
that was...
Sour belts.
Wow. I was floored. There was one point where I literally was just sitting there like, wow, I am feeling incredible.
But
right
Disney
now.
On edibles, so much fun.
Oh, it was fun.
So much fun.
The light, everything was so bright and vibrant. The lights. I mean, I felt like
I was like, these are going to hit you in a few hours. I'm like, just eat a little bit. I'm a big guy. Keep eating them. Fast forward to like, we're on our way home. We stop at Taco Bell because I love Taco Bell. And we get back to my house. And I think you had... 2 bites of your whatever gordita crunch and then just out
finished.
On the couch
like,
done. I was like, I remember, okay, here's the blanket, here's the pillow.
I remember I woke up the next morning and I remember like you had to go get like your nails done or something.
I was working out at my trainer,
And I just was on the couch. I woke up like fully clothed, shoes, like still had on my sunglasses. I'm like, wow, here I am right here.
Yeah, like, I was like, so I had to leave, lock the door on your way out.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, Disneyland. We definitely have to do that though. Disney's like one of my favorite. People always ask me, why do you go so much? I'm like, man, you know what?
It's awesome.
It's so much fun.
It's fun for adults too.
Yeah.
I mean, and actually it's not that much to take an Uber. I've done that because I'm like, I don't drink and drive.
Yep.
I don't smoke and drive. So on those type of days, either I have someone else drive me or I'm like, you can just take an Uber. You're going to be paying for parking anyways.
And it's
so
fun because you can sneak in like your little alcohol. You sneak in your little edibles or whatever.
Yeah.
You have fun. Like,
mm-hmm.
like Disneyland dates are always like so much fun. Like all the homies. It reminds me of like being a kid again. Like nothing's greater than that feel of being with your parents. But now you're with your friends and you're...
We
drunk.
Need to go. Now I'm like, stop talking about it.
Let's go right now.
Jamie texted me this morning. She's like, we need to do a Disney day. And I was like, I'm about to get real busy with work. But yeah.
Soon. Let's do it.
Yes. So are you going back to Bachelor in Paradise?
No.
You're not?
No.
Oh, I heard a rumor you were.
I know. It's been... it's been a very like... Like, as much as I do want to go back, and as much as I do want to, I don't want it to be, like, all eyes on DeMario. Like, the DeMario show. Like, oh, DeMario had a drink. Oh, like, DeMario talks to her.
Yeah,
like, you know, I feel
I
like
see what you're saying.
You know, I feel like it would be too much of, like, I don't want to take that cool experience away from, like, my castmates. Away from my friends. Like, you know, as much as I want to go there and, like, there's, like, beautiful women that are there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Tia's going to be there. Like, Chelsea, Astrid. Like, girls who I, like, have, like, spoke to. Girls who I'm like, damn, that girl's pretty. But I just don't want to, like, make every single episode about, like, oh, he had a drink and he talked to her. And, like, you know, I mean, as much as I do, like, probably, like, when all this stuff kind of cools down. Because it sucks because, like, for me with my situation, right when... It cooled down like these last couple of weeks, and all of a sudden this season starts back up.
Right,
and it's like, boom.
And then it all comes back up.
And now every single day, Google updates me, and they let me know. Oh, like it literally can be. Oh, Sheena's seen with Robbie. By the way, did you know that Robbie knows DeMario?
Yeah.
By the way,
Summer
2017. I'm like, oh my! I want to come up with a cure for cancer. So like, at least they can be like, DeMario has a cure for cancer and Paradise 2017.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a very, you know, and it's something like for me, like as much as I want to do it, I just don't want to take away from anybody else's like fun or like time or like shine or anything, because it's, I mean, I don't want it to just be like this complete shit show of like,
right.
So,
and unfortunately with the world we live in nowadays, like it's so unfortunate because what you were accused of was completely false, but that's always going to be tied to your name.
Always.
Every time you're Googled for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
12 years later, I'm still a home-wrecking whore.
Yeah,
I'm like, that was so 2006, you guys.
Exactly. It's like, true. But you know what? Unfortunately, like, you know, we live in a world where all this negativity and stuff is out there, but there's also, like, great things that have come from, like, you know, like, your situation and, like, my situation. Like, the overcoming. Like, I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day, and he goes, wow, like you and Karim both overcame like so much crazy stuff. For you guys to be friends and be seen together, like that's dope. Like Jay-Z said in his interview, he said, it's so easy for Beyonce and I to divorce. Mm-hmm. He said it would have been so easy, like infidelity, cheating, yeah. all this. He goes, but guess what? Staying together is actually pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Like it's actually like a pretty cool thing. He goes, and yeah. it was hard to watch her make that album and like see it, like, you know, her heartache and her mm-hmm. heartbreak and all that kind of stuff. But it's actually cool, like staying together. And I feel like staying together, like overcoming, not letting those negative trolls in the comment section, like, you know, for get the sure. best of you. And I feel like that just, I mean, that's like a really, really beautiful thing. Because I see like a lot of the stuff that you go through. Sometimes I'll read your comment and I'm like,
that's why I deleted Instagram for a while the show was there. And yeah. I was like, bye.
It's and like for me, because I know you personally.
Yeah.
Like you're a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Like, so
it's frustrating.
That's like the hard part is when you see a friend have like a bad edit or something, or like, you know, for whatever happens. And the next thing you know, you hear, oh, Sheena's this, Sheena's that, from a person who does not know you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm like?
I'm like, I was saying this the other day. I'm like, okay, so 6 seasons with just me alone, if you compiled every single scene you've seen, you've probably seen less than 12 hours of my life
mm-hmm.
in 6 years.
Yeah.
But that's all. That's like, it's just,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I had like bad edits on like two of the shows.
That was what I was going to say. You started out not having a good edit. Right. You had the girlfriend. Yeah, I say that with quotations.
But like for me, like one thing that I could say is I can laugh at myself.
Same.
Like, I have no problem. Like yesterday was the anniversary of the fake girlfriend show, and I was poking fun of myself all over social networks.
I love doing that because then if you say it about yourself, people can't say it about
exactly.
you. You're like, I already said that.
People are always
get
like,
some new material.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, like, okay, cool. Like, thanks a lot, Rhonda from Minnesota. Like, you know, thank you. Thank you for saying that
right.
very mean thing to me in
yeah.
my comment section. Like,
yeah. Does
like,
that make
you
feel
go.
Better about
there
yourself?
You know, like, and then they, you know, and then like when you can kind of like joke around like with that, then they're like, oh, wow, you know what? You know, then I have people that will be like, you know what? I used to hate you so much, but mm-hmm. now I love you because you posted that picture of you and your goddaughter. I'm like, what? Like,
I get the opposite. I used to love you, and now you're a self-absorbed bitch, and I can't stand you, and I wish you were off the show.
It's like, what?
Someone said the other day, they go, I hope you get voted off this season. I go, wait, am I on Survivor now?
Just,
like,
exactly.
voted off?
Yeah. You know one person that I do love, and, like, he claps back all day is Jax. Like,
oh, yeah.
Jax is the definition.
Dude, he goes
He goes
in.
So hard. Like, on Twitter, I'm literally, there's sometimes on Twitter where I'm just going through his feed, and I'm like, yo, this guy is killing me, like,
yeah.
just, and I could like picture him being like high with his dog, just like one hand and just like clapping back 100%. Because I didn't know, so like a fun thing, I didn't know how like big Jax was. So when we were
yeah.
at Disneyland, he was in one of like my Snapchats or whatever,
yeah.
And like I got so much heat, because I didn't realize, and it was like, I mean, my little post had went viral, and I had like 20,000 views on it,
mm-hmm.
and I have all these Vanderpump people, all these Bachelor people, all these people, like, heads were exploding. They're like, two fuckboys would be together. You and Jax are like, da da da. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then I literally, the next day, I'm talking to my mom, and she's like, oh, yeah, you know, he had like a bad rep on the show. He da 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 da, but like, whatever. And I'm like, damn, I didn't, like, wow, but people were literally hating
yeah.
on me and going hard on him. And I'm like, man, I was like, he was a great guy. Let
we
me smoke all his
so
weed.
Much fun
like,
that
yeah,
day.
I know, like,
I love Jax High at Disneyland.
Yeah,
he's
was,
so cute. He's just like this big kid.
He literally was. Me and him were in the back seat. We're both on Amazon, like, ordering all these clothes and stuff.
Yeah,
we're
Brittany just, and I are sitting in the front. We're yeah. like making sure everything's taken care of, and the guys are just broing out in the back.
Yeah,
like, do you guys
like,
need
like,
anything?
Yeah, like, I mean, but that just shows you, like, you know, so people, if you are listening, like, those edits can be vicious, but, like, just know that we're still humans. Like, we're still people. And, like, we have hearts, we have families. Like, commenting those nasty things
yeah.
in the comment section, it really just, especially for me, like, being, like, an overprotective, like, guy with, like, you and the girls, and just, it just sucks, like, when I see, like, somebody, like, if you're showing, like, a sex, like, you know, you're showing, like, you know, like, your T and your A, and you're looking all sexy, and people are like, whore, weren't you married? Why do you, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Just because you're married, you can't be sexy anymore?
I know.
Like, is that, like, against the law to be, like, a beautiful woman?
I can't do anything,
like,
right?
Literally.
So I just do me now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'm never going to please everybody.
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
true. That's
you
true.
Know, I'm just doing me.
Fuck them, fuck them, fuck them.
Would you ever be The Bachelor if they asked you to be? Because then you know, it would be all about you.
You know what? 100% I would. Like, I feel like that America, at least in, like, the last year, some people have seen me grow, like,
mm-hmm.
a lot. Like, I won't lie, I went on the show with fuckboy intentions. Like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what? I'm about to, like, get out here. Like, I'm about to wild out. Like, I'm about to do all, like, you know, you have all these things in your head that you're about to do when you go onto the show.
It never works out that way.
It never works out that way. Like, I remember, like, there were, like, some events that you're at, and it's just, like, awkward, and you're like, oh, I just want to be, like, it's all the things that you think.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing that I do love is, like, all my brothers and all my sisters and all, like, the great producers and all that kind of stuff. And I just feel like that, especially, like, from last year to this point, I've grown a lot. I'm pretty sure from this point to next year, this time, I've grown a lot. And if the opportunity did, like, you know, come up, I 100% would do it. But only if I'm, like, ready for it.
Right.
Like, right now, I got to find somebody to grab coffee with, let alone, like, if they ask me to do it. Yeah, like, if they ask me to do it this next season, I can do it.
Yeah.
I don't even know. But let's say, like, in 2 years or in a year, if I'm, you know, mentally there and if I'm ready, then 100%
I'll
do it.
I've been approached to do 2 dating shows. One of them was the new one on ABC, The Proposal.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not trying to get engaged.
Exactly.
No, I just want to get some drinks.
Exactly.
Like, and I can do that on my own. I don't need a show or Tinder or Bumble or Raya or whatever to do that.
Yeah,
I like meeting people the old-fashioned way or, you know, like at a Chippendales show.
Yeah, that's right. Shout out to Chippendales. Mikey.
yeah. What would you say is, like, your craziest L.A. story?
Oh, man. Craziest L.A. story.
Because you've been here a minute. I'm sure you have a bunch.
Yeah. You know, this is just, like, last year. This story is actually, like, it's not crazy, but it's pretty wild. So, you know, I love to party. I'm a party boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go to Avenue every Saturday, like, just to kind of, like, party, hang out. So
yeah.
I had this girl last summer. She comes up to me. I'm at Avenue, and she walks up to me, super, like, really good-looking girl with tattoos, like, sexy. So she's like, hey, what's up, Demario? I'm like, hey. She goes, so I've been following your Instagram stories, and I knew that you were going to be at Avenue tonight. So I'm like, oh, now I'm scared. This is like...
Stalker.
Yeah, so she goes...
Stage 5 clinger.
She goes, so we're going to finish this drink, and we're going to go upstairs in my hotel room to dream, and I'm going to fuck your brains out.
What?
And
wow, very subtle, that one.
And, like, and I mean, I'm...
Did you do it?
I literally, I'm looking at her.
Don't lie.
I finished my drink. And I go...
I mean, what guy says
what
no?
What room are you in? Who am I to...
Do you have an extra key?
Like, do you... But it was just... So we go upstairs to her room. We have another drink. Hook up. We then come back downstairs and keep partying. Like, nothing happened. But it was the, like, my buddy that I'm there with, he's like, if I wouldn't have heard her say that, and if I wouldn't have been standing right next to you, there's no way I believe this story.
Yeah.
And it was just so calm, and, like, she was so calm.
I mean,
and
some
just,
girls are and just, aggressive in that sense.
And I was, I remember just being like,
straight
what?
To the point.
And, like, the doorman, he's like, well, he sees us leave, and then he's like, oh, I see y'all. Then he sees us come back, and we left again. Like, my buddy that I'm standing there with, he's like, bro, that was, and she just outright just said it. She's like, yeah, like, I had a feeling you were going to be here. So me and my girls were like, we're pulling up to see D and his boys. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
do you just keep rubbers in your pocket at all times, just
all
in
times,
case?
You have to.
Do you keep it in your pocket or in your wallet?
No,
like,
I
behind
usually,
your license?
I usually have them in, like,
do?
My, like, coat pockets. It's always, like, that's always the awkward thing when, like, before you're getting ready to, like, you know, hook up with somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, you and I were like, we obviously know what we're about to do, but, like, just pulling that out is always, like, the...
Right? And then, like, it's like, if you carry it, it's presumptuous, but then if you don't, it's like you're not prepared,
exactly.
And then it's like...
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because that awkward 5 to 10 minutes of me going to go pick up something,
yeah,
that ruins it.
It kills the vibe.
If I'm like, hey, give me 20 minutes, let me go run the store.
Right.
But then if I have it, then you're going
to
be like,
oh, so you were expecting that to happen.
Exactly. So it's always,
<I know.
laughs> it's always about, like, how you, like, pull it out. Like,
right.
You got to kind of, like, do the Matrix.
Yeah.
And, but it's always, like, that weird, that really, really weird thing where you're just there and you're like, oh, man, this is going to be awkward. Let me pull it out. But I usually leave them in, like, my coat pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, in your pants and stuff, you sit on them, and they get all, like, wrinkly and all messed up.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And you, like, pull out your wallet,
and
Magnum
falls out. That happened to me. that happened to me recently. Pulled one out and, like, fell out. I was in Miami. My cards fell out. Money fell out. I'm of course, this old little black lady that's at, and she's looking at me. She's judging. I'm like, oh, my God. I hope you don't know my mom or something. Please don't judge me, old lady. please,
oh, my God.
Please.
Better a condom than drugs, hey.
That's true.
You know?
Hey,
that's a good thing.
We'd make that into a shirt.
Yeah.
Better a condom than drugs.
So what else do you have that you're working on right now?
Man, to be honest, I'm working on myself.
Good.
Like, myself, 100%.
Yeah.
it's been a wild, it's almost been a year since all our craziness. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I can say 100% is that I'm so happy to have my family, my friends, just core of people who've like built me up when I was like dead.
Yeah.
Like straight up. Like it's a very, very, like I was talking to my pop last night and him and I were having like a heart to heart and I just was like, dude, I fucking love you. Like just straight up, like I love you a lot. And like, thank you for just being there. Like, and just nothing's greater than when you have a great support system. Like I feel
for
like
sure.
You can go through and you've been through a lot yourself.
Yeah.
And I like, and nothing's greater than that. Like people like all the time will hit me up and be like, man, you're so funny on Instagram, or you are always smiling, or you always this. I'm like, because I have great parents, family, friends who.
You do always have such a good like energy and very positive, and you always seem like you're happy, even if you're
not. You have to be. Like there were times where like I had the craziest suicidal thoughts last year. Like, I just wanted to end it. More so for my mother, because I was like, I want my mom to stop. But then I was like, I'll give her more pain if I do that. So it was like,
I can't imagine how hard that was on your family.
You know? But like nothing's greater now than when like we can kind of look back on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like count my blessings. And I go, man, there's a lot of men who have been in, you know, that particular situation who didn't have like tapes, or who didn't have the family and the friends, who didn't have the support system, PR, great lawyer. So I want to shout out those guys who were in my
Definitely.
Same situation, and women as well. I mean, it's a very, like this world, it's weird because like people like you and I, we become like quote unquote famous or whatever the hell you want to say, but we're still people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I read like nasty things about like you, like in your comment, like you just post like a bikini pic of just you in Hawaii. And then somebody's going to be like, oh, well, she got divorced and she's this. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, apparently because I honeymooned in Hawaii, I'm never allowed to go back to Hawaii.
All of that. And like, I don't know, man. I see that and I'm just like, wow, like shame on you.
It's been so nasty this season. I'm like, I feel like I've done and said way worse things in the last 5 years. But this season, God forbid I'm in love and bragged a little too much. It was just like,
mm-hmm.
I was just torn apart.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I don't need this negative energy in my life. So in January, for a few months while I was living in Vegas and doing my show, I just deleted the Instagram app. I had my sister helping me with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I miss the interaction with the positive fans.
Yeah.
And so I have it back now. I just hit 1 million. It might drop.
Uh-oh.
It might go down. So I'm not getting too excited just yet.
Oh.
But I'm like, you know what? It's not fair to all of the people who say the nicest things to me and mm-hmm. look forward to hearing my comments back just because of all the haters. I'm like, I'm not going to let you win.
That's
so,
true.
But for a few months, I was just like, you know what? I needed that cleanse,
mm-hmm.
just a break from everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. People, they, you know, I mean, like, I mean, you attract more bees with honey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like now, like, I'm like the clapback king. You say something online, like,
oh, yeah.
I'm going for the gusto.
Oh, for
sure. Because there was like a time where I couldn't do that because I wasn't mentally. But now I'm like, I love myself. I don't care what you, I can say whatever. Like, you know, because it's like, you know, who are you? Like, Deb from Arkansas, like talking all that mess
These
about
me. These random ass people from buttfuck nowhere.
Yeah. Or like people that make fake pages of like, zero people following, zero pictures, one this. And then they make it just to say something
mm-hmm.
to you. And like,
like no picture or a picture of their dog. Or my favorite is the mothers or the teachers with Bible verses.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
I got that all last summer. Oh, you don't understand how many times I've been called the N-word, how many times they wanted me to go back to Africa, how many times they didn't want me to touch their beautiful white women. My DMs and comment sections were...
That's disgusting.
It was like a Fox News, CNN comment section at one point. It was just wild. And like for me, because I like would kind of feed off of that, and I would read through and then I would click on your page and it would be like devoted mother of four, Christian Humane Society,
Philippians, like, and it's like wait, what,
all of this and I'm like wow. But like the main thing from that, as I always tell people, is just we got to do better as like humans, like the human race. We got to love more, we got to hug more, we have to spread more love, spread more positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a lot of great people in my life, and the reason why they're in my life is because of the like their positive vibes and positive reinforcements. Like there's a lot of people that were in my life and like they were just negative about everything. I'm like, bro, I can't kick it with you because I need that type of positivity, because like you are in a sense whatever you throw out into the universe, you kind of receive that back in a sense. And sometimes we receive back things because we're being tested.
Yeah.
And whoever you believe in wants to see how do you, okay, cool, you're being tested. She's like, yeah, how are you going to react to this?
Exactly.
And it's, and nothing's greater than like passing that test.
Yep.
And like now I'm sitting here with you almost a year later and I'm just,
and look at how so positive
thankful.
We are.
So yeah, seriously. Thankful. Like extremely thankful yeah. for this opportunity, obviously. And like just nothing's greater than seeing homies smile and
yeah.
laugh and win. And
I know. I love when people are just happy.
Be happy.
Be happy, people.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Last thing I want to ask you. Celebrity crush.
Celebrity crush. You know what? I love Hailey Baldwin.
Ooh, okay. Like,
and I actually shot my shot with her one night.
Really?
Yes. We were all out at Hyde, and she happens to be at Frankie Delgado's table.
Frankie's still doing this shit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I've liked Hailey, like, for a minute. She's just, I just think she's drop dead.
Yeah.
Like, personality or whatever. And, like, we both went in for a shot together. And, like, she's getting one and I'm getting one. And I was like, so, do you want a lime? Like, and she's like, yeah, thank you. And then, like, I give her the lime. And then we kind of do, like, a little cheers. And then she kind of went back to her friends. And you could tell that she said something because then the rest of the night, all her friends were kind of looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of like, oh, like when do I go in? When do I go in?
Right.
And then right when I got ready to go in, some random white guy came up and like, I guess it was
no,
like her guy or something.
No, not the random white guy.
Yeah. I mean, it was like her. I don't know if it was
yeah.
her guy. I don't know. But I just, I was
You're
the
like,
whole
shit.
Night. I'm like, no, no. Oh, but
missed your chance.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's gorgeous. She
is
like,
she is.
You know, like,
no, she's beautiful. Yeah, and yeah. I love her style.
Yeah. Beautiful girl.
She's pretty dope. Are you still friends with a lot of the people from your season or
yeah.
other seasons?
We talk. We're in the group chat right now. Like
nice.
We were just talking
who's,
about
who's
like
in the
Pusha
group chat?
T. It's me, Eric, Josiah, Diggy, Will, Anthony, Deanie. It's a lot of us.
Yeah.
It's a lot of. Sometimes I feel bad because like so apparently there were like some people that weren't put in it
mm-hmm.
and I did a podcast and like I guess some people were listening and then they got like offended.
Oh.
I didn't know. Like I was just like
is Robbie in it?
No. Robbie's in our Paradise one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there's multiples.
Well, what's funny is that when all the people started breaking up and making up and all this, we're all still in the same group
oh,
chat.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like Dean and Christina and D'Lo and,
right.
and Robbie and Amanda. And then like.
Amanda unfollowed me recently.
Oh, yeah. So there's, so it's always like
yeah.
different shots. So like. It's just very funny.
No,
to kinda,
I know.
You know, I sit back and I'm like, oh man, this is awkward. Let
yeah.
me grab this tea. And then everybody's always just being petty.
Right.
So.
I have, we used to have a group chat with, it was me, Jasmine, D'Lo, Amanda, Dom, and Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
And then that slowly started dwindling out. And
yeah.
it's like, I mean, Robbie and I were together all the time.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had commented on when he was like talking about the Disneyland thing with her
mm-hmm.
and I commented it on Twitter and then I saw she unfollowed me. So
yeah,
that was
brutal to no. What was even more brutal is when that Disneyland thing happened, we're discussing it like in the Paradise group chat
yeah.
and everybody's in it. And I'm just kind of sitting there like, yo, this is, I'm just so happy when it's not my drama and I can kind of sit back and be like, yo,
yeah.
I'm finished.
Yep. So, did you drive here today?
Yes, I did.
Do you like your car?
I love my car.
Well, if you don't, and you want to get a new one or upgrade, here are some useful car tips you might not be aware of. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Now you do. Removing excess weight from your car will improve gas mileage, and you can place your key fob to your chin to increase its range.
Are
weird.
You serious?
Yeah, it's weird, right? No, I'm serious.
Who how do you find this out?
True Car.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So here's another tip you might also not know about. True Car also helps people get used cars. So you can get new or used. I know you like yours, but I'm going to tell you about this anyways. So True Car also isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler car buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, users can see what others paid, so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Just
yeah, I always
keep
see
that
their,
in mind.
I always see their building when I pass on the 405.
Me too, because
yeah.
I now live in Marina, so
yeah.
every day when I drive home, I'm like, what up, True Car?
Yeah, I always see them.
They never wave back. But,
never, never,
know.
Ever.
Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you for
this
having
me. This
was
so fun. I had Corinne on like a month ago, and Corinne. We were talking about you, and then I was on hers, and
We had the wildest Disneyland trip.
Yeah. Oh, you and Corinne?
I mean, that too, but I mean, Coachella.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We were...
It was right after Coachella.
Yeah.
My sister co-hosted with me, and we were talking about her fashion, how we were obsessed with her outfits.
Oh, it was one of my claim to fame is I projectile vomited in front of Brad Paisley.
Oh, okay.
In the artist section.
Nice.
Yeah, it was very bad. Like, I don't know what happened. I just was like, damn, I got to throw up. Corinne's like, where are you? Mm-hmm. And he's right there. I'm like, how you doing, sir? DeMario. So it was very bad. It wasn't my most proud moment.
Not your best.
Whatever. YOLO.
You know, whatever. Why don't you tell everyone where they can find you? Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DeMario Jackson _. That's DeMario Jackson_. And I don't know how to use Snapchat.
What?
Legit.
Okay. I'm going to go give this man a Snapchat
Legit.
Lesson. As a reminder, I'm at Sheena, SCHEANA on Snapchat and everything else. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy. I'ma make